This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, the Naples Orchestra and Chorus presents Celebrate the Season. There's a living legend of the violin playing a recital at the Arst Center, and the Arts Ballet Theater of Florida takes their holiday classic on the road. Take E.T.A. Hoffman's story, The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, add Tchaikovsky's music and choreography by Vladimir Asayev, and you have the Arts Ballet Theater of Florida's annual production of a Christmas season favorite. Here's Ruby Asayev, marketing director for the company.
The Nutcracker. Who hasn't heard of The Nutcracker? My goodness. I have to say that I think the charming part of The Nutcracker to me is definitely the music. Tchaikovsky was a genius, and that is why we are all in love with it.
Their production of The Nutcracker was choreographed by artistic director Vladimir Asayev, but it still pays respect to the traditional pas de deux. Ruby says their production makes a solid connection with the audience.
The success in our Nutcrackers is that, as we hear from the audience, is that the audiences feel identified with the characters on stage because it's very into like in a familiar way, you know. They don't feel it distant.
The Arts Ballet Theater of Florida's production of The Nutcracker runs this weekend, the 13th through the 15th, at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center. And then next weekend, the 21st and 22nd, at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale. Showtimes vary. Visit artsballettheater.org for tickets. Coming up on December 19th, you have the opportunity to hear one of the living legends of the violin. Born in Israel, trained at Juilliard, his disarming humanity and charm, his amazing artistry and irrepressible joy in making music have made him one of the world's most loved musicians. Here's Andrew Goldberg, Vice President of Marketing at the Arst Center.
Itzhak Perlman returns in recital with Rohan De Silva playing the piano. And we're really excited to have Itzhak Perlman come back. This will be his third performance at the center in the last 5 years. And the last two performances have been completely sold out, completely full.
With Itzhak Perlman, you don't know exactly what music you'll hear until the night of the concert.
Yeah, oftentimes we'll be informed of the program a few weeks ahead of time. And he does oftentimes allow for flexibility and creativity during the program where he'll announce selections from the stage.
Itzhak Perlman in recital, one night only, Thursday, December 19th at 8 p.m. at the Arst Center. Tickets and additional information available online at arstcenter.org. This Sunday, there's a special concert coming up for Sunday Afternoons of Music. It's special because it marks the first collaboration between Sunday Afternoons of Music and the Gay Men's Chorus of South Florida. Doreen Marks says it'll be a perfect evening of holiday music.
A very frothy, happy, pre-holiday concert. Everybody is sure to have a marvelous time. Some classics, some popular music. We hope to have a sing-along. We're going to encompass Hanukkah. I'm hoping Feliz Navidad. I never know, but we can keep our fingers crossed on that one. But whatever the Gay Men's Chorus presents is amazing.
Doreen said the Gay Men's Chorus of South Florida has been steadily adding voices to their ensemble, so this concert is going to be big.
I went to hear them in Fort Lauderdale. And I looked at my husband, and my husband looked at me, and we said, absolutely, we got to get them. And we got them. We're going to have, in all probability, 150 voices on that stage at Gospin Concert Hall.
The Gay Men's Chorus of South Florida perform as part of Sunday Afternoons of Music in an evening performance this Sunday the 15th at 7:30 p.m. Gospin Concert Hall, University of Miami, Coral Gables. SundayMusicals.org. The Naples Orchestra and Chorus present a special holiday program called Celebrate the Season. It's this Saturday the 14th at 7 p.m. and then a matinee performance on Sunday the 15th at 2. On the program is a world premiere performance of a work commissioned in honor of the group's 20th anniversary. The composer, Catherine McMichael, will be in Naples for the premiere of her Hymn to Music. Also on the program are the dazzling Baroque trumpets of David Dash and Mary Elizabeth Bowden, performing Albinoni and Tartini. You'll also hear a little bit of Handel's Messiah. Both concerts are at Lely High School. Naples Orchestra and Chorus.org. That wraps things up for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Friday mornings at 8. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.